thinks. Gosh, it took you a couple of days to recover from being up at Pruff's. We had a great time doing lots of recordings, lots of shopping, meeting lots of people and generally having fun. That's why we're catching up with Mike now to fill him in on what he missed this year and why he's really looking forward to coming next year. I'm Anna Webb. Welcome to A Dog's Life. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Anna. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Oh, it was a shame you didn't get to Crufts this year because it was so good this year.
No, I really wanted to go. Well, we had such a really good time a couple of years ago when we went, and that was like the first Crufts after lockdown, wasn't it? And it was quite busy. But what was it like this year?
Absolutely rammed. If anything, more rammed than it was on the last one that I was at before the pandemic hit. And on the Saturday, there was a warning having to be given that basically, if you didn't have a ticket already, you shouldn't turn up because it was totally sold out. Wow. So imagine those halls at full capacity for humans. So that was really, really landmark. And I was there Thursday, Friday, and Thursday's, you know, because it's a weekday, has always been the quietest day, really. And the one, you know, if you want to rush around and see as much as possible in the quickest amount of time, it's the day to do it. Not this year.
Right, yeah.
It was already heaving. And, you know, you could see it on all the stands. All of the sales reps would be, you know, engaged, and there'd be people even queuing to speak to people. I'm not on every stand, but to be honest, all the stands had people on them at every, so there was a real flow. And then, you know, the Discover Dogs area was much bigger this year. The aisleways were bigger, and I found the numbering and how to find the breeds more straightforward. It got a bit complicated, even for me. So I thought that was really great because, again, that area was overflowing. And that's good because that means people going there are researching different breeds of dogs, are perceptibly interested in a breed. And so they're doing what you're supposed to do. Talk to the experts, meet the dogs in real life, learn about how they are to live with. So that was really encouraging. I mean, I just think anyone who goes to Crufts to learn more about dogs, see what the latest products are and watch displays, see how far you can actually train your dog. They're great. They are the people that do deserve to bring a dog into their life.
No, true. Well, you got to be a real dog lover to go there at all, because it's wall to wall dogs. I was always amazed that with all those dogs, like, there's never any aggro, is there? There's no dog fights or anything. Or anything like that.
I know, this is the thing. And when you think it's a stressful environment for a dog, you know, lots of people moving around, huge amount of different smells, you know, and this year, I think there was 25,000 dogs there over 4 days. Wow. So the maths on that is what, over 5,000 dogs in one area at one time. That's an awful lot. Yes, everyone was just weaving through with their dogs. You know, they're trained to walk to heel. They've been desensitized to busy environments and distractions. And so it's really, you know, a positive thing. And that's why I've always, you know, loved doing the showing, because for me, it's a socialization and training opportunity, which it really is in every sense, meeting and greeting new dogs, meeting and greeting new people, having to focus on their owner with loads of distractions around. You can't really beat it as a training ground.
And the sort of the running around and all that they do, and the agility and all that stuff. Because I've had some people say, well, how can you approve a Crufts like that? And it's like, you know, doing dance monkey dance, sort of making dogs do what they don't want to do, but it's quite a good thing for them, isn't it?
Oh, it's because they do want to do it, because they're having fun with their owners. Okay. And I mean, all of the dog sports are absolutely brilliant. I mean, part of the problem a lot of dogs have behavioral issues is that, you know, they're not enriched physically, mentally, and emotionally. And of course, different dogs have different needs. And if you've got a working dog and you don't work them and build a bond with them, that's when destructive behaviors can set in, reactivity and so on. So, No, and I mean, my favorite thing without doubt is the canine freestyle, because the training that has to go into those doggy dancing routines is amazing. And it basically all begins in your kitchen. So what you're doing, you're training different fun moves that you practice in the park every day. And then you build them all together into your chosen, you know, music track.
Yeah, I saw a clip of a border collie doing the racing around, going up, jumping over stuff, and then in between things. It was like he's on speed. I've never seen a dog move so fast. I don't know if he won or not, but it was mental how quick it went.
Well, the agility is against the clock. And obviously, it's like if they knock a pole over, you get points. If they miss these things called contacts on some of the bigger obstacles, then they lose marks for that. If they make a wrong turn. So it's about absolute teamwork. And the handler hasn't seen the course until they're going to do it. So, right. And the handlers are allowed to walk the course and work out the quickest way and easiest way for their dog to navigate that course as quickly as possible. So it's brand new, you know, that it's never the same way round these courses. Mm-hmm. So in terms of, you know, mental dexterity and trust between the owner and the dog, there's nothing that beats it. Yeah. And the dogs love it, you know, and it's a day out for the dogs and it's pushing boundaries. Yeah. I mean, you know, and then of course I was on telly.
Yeah,
with Mr. Binks, because that's another whole aspect, you know, with the breeds. I just feel it's such a shame all these doodle woodles are dominating the world at the moment. That's a lot of the reasons people buy them, you know, it's just wrong. You know, they're not hypoallergenic. They're not healthier than their pedigree counterparts. And as a result, though, like little Mr. Binks, he's facing extinction. I mean, you know, it's you know, you can't make it up. Other dogs that bred in the Victorian era for a purpose, people just, I don't think it's like they've fallen out of favor, but I think they've fallen out of fashion because people actually just don't know they exist. So there is no demand. However, lots of promotions going on, and indeed me and Binks, we did our best. We were in the main studio in the middle of the halls. And
who are you on with?
I was on with Sophie Morgan. And it was really great, all proper lighting. Yeah, we looked really good, actually. I wore my new green jacket. And makeup was offered and all the rest of it, all mic'd up. And no one could hear what we were saying because it was all channeling, obviously, through the wires. And it was live on Channel 4. So, yes, I really hope, actually, people thought, oh, my gosh, Mr. Binks, I want one.
Yeah. Oh, well done. And all the other usual stuff was there. A lot of our friends I know you bumped into. So a lot of food there.
Yes.
Things food. Our big thing is, you know, wrapping up our nutrition season. So what was happening with food wise there?
Food wise, yeah. Well, everything was there, obviously. And you can really see for people going around Crufts, you know, maybe thinking about getting a dog. I mean, you'd leave if you were thinking about finding out about food, so confused, because there's everything there. And you think, well, what is best for my dog? Is it freeze dried? Is it, you know, whatever or whatever or whatever, you know? So, but you know, for me, Mike, the only way really is to feed your dog a very natural whole food diet, preferably raw, balanced and complete. So I popped round and I met up with Esther Logue.
Esther, what a mad day it's been.
It has been mental today. I can't believe it's 5 past 5 already.
I know. Look, and you've been so great today filming me doing my filming.
Oh, it was great. It was great to be a part of it, actually. I felt like I was a really important person, like with all the camera crew.
Stop. But how's it been today at Paleo Ridge?
It's been great. It's been so busy. Busier than I thought it would be on the first day. It's usually quite quiet. But there's been so many people at the stand. It's been buzzy. It's been great.
Really has felt like a buzz at the show, I must say. And you're right. And Thursdays are normally really quite quiet days. But it's been so rammed at times in the aisle.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised actually at the crowds. I was trying to walk back. I think it was after I was filming you. And I was walking back to the stand and it must have taken me twice the amount of time it usually takes just because it was so busy.
Yeah.
But that's a good sign, isn't it?
It is a good sign. It's a great sign that people just want to be out, you know, meeting people. I think, you know, the natural human instinct is prevailing a bit at the moment to get us out of lazy online habits.
Oh, absolutely. And coming to a place like this where it's full of dogs, which is obviously the most important thing, But there's like over 500 stalls here selling all sorts of different, you know, dog related treats and stuff. It's brilliant. It is fun.
Yeah. Oh no, brilliant. Well, I'll see you again tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. Yes, can't wait.
Good old Esther and paleo people. They're great. They're great. And anyone else you mentioned freeze dried there. Just a bit. Talk to anybody about that aspect?
Yes, well, I bumped into Peter Roy, who used to work at Nature's Menu. So I've known him, you know, in the industry for, gosh, a long time. And he has actually launched the first freeze-dried raw option.
Hey, Peter Roy, funny to bump into you at Crufts.
Yeah, hi, Anna, how are you doing?
Really well.
Excellent. Listen, it's fantastic to be back here at Crufts. I think for me it started about in 2008 when I last came here with frozen products, with a battered up old freezer and a load of tripe, and here we are today with freeze-dried raw for the next stage. So really excited actually.
And how are people liking the freeze-dried raw concept?
Yeah, it's taken some time for people to get to understand that it's really raw because it's not in a freezer, so people kind of get a bit confused, but it's gathering more and more momentum. And what we really like is when we get somebody on it, they stay on it.
Well, that's always a good sign, you know. And I've noticed some of your advertising is really encouraging, you know, using the product for training and thinking out of the box as well.
Yeah, so the thing about freeze drying is because it takes all the moisture and the water out of the product without cooking it, it makes it extremely palatable. So palatability works extremely well for training. So a lot of our products get sold for training treats. So it works well like that.
And it keeps your hands clean. And it doesn't make your pockets go greasy.
No, exactly. Yes, all good, clean. It's just freeze-dried meat.
Yeah. No, it's great to see you here. And how are you feeling the show is?
Do you know what? I don't know what the attendance is today, but it's been really, really busy.
It's what everyone's saying, yeah. Peter. I mean, I've hardly walked anywhere, and I've been here 2 hours because it's hard to walk through the aisles.
Well, we were really lucky. So this is our first time here as Koya, and we were really lucky with the location. We're sort of between some of the biggest brands in the world and right on the edge of the stage. So really, really lucky, actually.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, I wish you all the best for the rest of the show.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Great to see you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Great. And you also met up with one of our new friends that we showcased their podcast, the Dog Nutrition Podcast, Jonathan Self from Honey's. How was he?
Oh, really good. You know, absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's a real brilliant joy always to speak to Jonathan, actually. I mean, I'm so proud to be helping Honey's at the moment as well, because they were the first raw, balanced and complete food to launch to market back in 2007.
Hello, Jonathan Self.
Hello, Anna. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too. How's Crufts going for you?
It's absolutely brilliant. It's the first time we've been here since about 2015, and we're so pleased to be back.
That's such good news. There's a real positive energy here, though. I can't believe it.
Well, I think the whole dog, I don't like to use the word ownership, but the whole relationship with dogs has changed. There are many, many more families with dogs. And of course, they come to Crufts in order to discover all about how they should best look after their dog and all the different things they can get for their dog.
And so, what type of dog to
and
get.
And what type of dog
you
to
know,
get.
For their lifestyle and accommodation exactly. And experience. Absolutely. No, I know. I've heard as well that Crufts is actually sold out tomorrow from pre-ordered tickets, which is a first.
Yeah, I think there's going to be 160,000 people who are going to visit. Unfortunately, not all of them to the honey stand. You can't have everything.
So what are you doing here?
Well, we've got this year we're launching for the we've started a bespoke service, so we're hand making all the food to whatever recipe is required. So a lot of our customers, we've been trying it out. A lot of our customers that have been trialing it have different health issues, so they need a very special diet for their dog. In other cases, the vets have maybe recommended something that needs to be made up. And then we have fussy dogs who just won't eat and they want something special. So we're launching, it's called Honey's Bespoke. And I think we're probably the only people in the world who are making bespoke dog food.
I think it's brilliant because you're obviously known for raw, as you were really the first raw, balanced, complete food to launch back in, I think, 2009-ish?
Even earlier, yeah.
Really?
I started making it 2007. I was farming, and so I was using my own... I was a pig farmer, and which is unusual because I'm Jewish. My mother was Jewish, and I'm now vegetarian. But anyway, I was a pig farmer, and I was used to We had goats, pigs, lambs, and I was using those as the ingredients to feed my own dogs, and then I started feeding other people's dogs, and it kind of
just grew organically, literally
by accident.
Yeah. And of course organic is very much your strong theme, isn't it, your selling point?
What I really feel is the quality of the ingredients determines the nutritional value of the food. So the better the ingredients, the better the nutritional value. And if you're using factory farmed meat, it's got lots of antibiotics in it, it's got lots of other chemicals in it, plus of course the animals have not led good lives, they've been very stressed, and that means stress hormones. So we use, our minimum is pasture fed, and we're certified by Pastures for Life and Free Range, and then we're certified organic as well, and we use a lot of wild ingredients, although I have to say, because of environmental problems, it's harder and harder to get the wild ingredients we want.
Yes, and wild is also, of course, essential, like wild herbs and so on, you know. But absolutely, the environment, that's a whole nother podcast episode, I think, Jonathan. With your bespoke, it's interesting, so you are also using cooked, because some conditions, liver conditions, some kidney failure conditions do, you know, respond better to a lightly cooked option.
Exactly. So I think for the first time, I think we've probably got the highest quality cooked food available, and we're using really fantastic ingredients. I mean, they're the sort of ingredients, if you went to Harrods or you went to Waitrose, they're the, that quality of ingredient. And then our vegetables are all organic as well. And we tend not to supplement. We don't supplement any food automatically, because I think, again, you should get the nutrition from the food. But if we're using supplements, again, they're food derived, which I think is important.
Yes, and it's all about thinking of the whole food and all of the benefits that that brings, I agree. And the soil, of course.
Exactly, it's all about the soil.
It is. Well, Jonathan, thank you for sparing a few minutes to chat today, and I can't wait to speak some more on another time.
Thank you, Anna. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then, it's not exactly food, but it's, you know, it's edible. You met up with our friend Will at Earth Animal.
I know, yes, their stand is just so big and very impressive and brilliantly dressed, you know. So it was good to see Will.
Will, from Earth Animal, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Anna. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good.
How's Crofts going?
It's wonderful, yeah.
It's busy, isn't it?
Occasion. Very, very busy, yes. And it's gun dog day today, so lots of big, handsome dogs.
Exactly.
Loving it.
Loving the big chews.
Loving the big chews.
Choose joy.
Choose joy, yeah. That's
it's
our such message here today.
Such a nice tagline, may I say.
Yeah, it's a very retro-inspired stand, it feels, with our browns and oranges and our
daisy
field floor.
Yes, I've noticed that. I love it. No, it's a good stand. And, yeah, I must say, Crofts is buzzing this year.
Yeah.
Last year, it sort of had come back mostly. Brilliant. Well, listen, good luck with the rest of the show, and lovely to see you.
Yeah, and you. Thank you.
And then moving on to general health, you met up a few people on the supplement and the health front?
Yes, I met up with, Molly from Bugalugs.
Molly McKenna. Hey, lovely to meet you in real life.
Lovely to meet you too.
So this is your first Crofts?
This is my third Crofts.
Third Crofts. What do you think? How's it going?
It's going really well. It's really busy. This is probably the busiest year that we've had. It's really exciting as well. We've got lots of new products to show. And yeah, it's just a great atmosphere. Really nice.
Yeah, I'm getting the vibe it's really busy too, to be honest, because it's the first day, which is normally a bit on the quieter side.
Yeah, we found that as well, but it seems to be from the moment we walked in this morning, it's hectic, it's crazy, but it's really good, really good.
And you've got lots of new products here this year.
Yeah, so we've got our brand new dental range, we've got our pore cleaners, lots of new supplements to show this year. So we've just released our flaxseed oil, hemp oil, so yeah, we've got lots to show this year. Yeah.
And I'm loving it. I'm using the hemp seed oil and I'm really loving it.
Yeah.
And the pore cleaner, I just think that's such a great product.
Yeah, it's really good. So it's a foam product, literally got a soft silicone brush on, and you just clean your dog's paws instantly. It's really, really good.
It's been invaluable. So we've had such terrible weather.
Yeah, as always. We always need it. So it's going to keep your floors clean and your dog's paws clean all at the same time.
It's a winner.
Well,
I really hope you have a great rest of the show, Molly.
Perfect. Thank you very much, and I hope you do too.
Thank you. Speak soon. Yay.
Yeah, and I also caught up with Joe Flanagan from Ingenious Probiotics, exhibiting there for the first time.
Joe Flanagan, I finally found your stand.
Hi Anna, how are you?
Well, I'm really much better now I've found your stand. The numbering in Hall 2 is a bit tricky.
Do you know what? I haven't been off this 3 metre square patch in a few hours, so I have no idea what the number is, but I found here and people are, it's been so busy, it's been brilliant.
Yeah, no, it is busy for the Thursday. It's fantastic. Look, it's really good news. And I love your probiotics, as you know, so yeah. I just wanted to come and say hi.
Yeah, hi Anna. And you know, it's been fantastic because we're kind of well known in holistic circles, but in non, if I could say that, less holistic circles, we're not known at all. So people come along here and you've got to prove yourself, and they're asking the basic questions and really picking it up. It's been so encouraging. People get it. They understand now that it's a microbiome and how we can help and just general health. It's just been great.
Well, I was talking about you to Jonathan Self on the honey stand, actually, and asking... I was saying you must go over to meet Joe Flanagan. Yeah. So there you go. That was just now. And I think I recorded a recording with him, but I don't think it recorded. So I've got to do it again.
Well, you get a second chance. Exactly. There you go. Everything's coming up roses. Brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, well, lovely to see you.
Thanks, Anna.
So beyond the supplement stuff, there was other health-related products there as well. Who was that?
Well, I caught up, of course, with Ruth Milner from Fotizo. You know, Mike, my most favourite product is the Fotizo Vet Care.
Hey, Ruth from Fotizo. So great to see you.
Lovely to see you too, Anna.
So tell me, how's the first day of Crofts gone?
Oh, it's been incredible, actually. Lots of our fans have come back to say how pleased they are with the machines that they bought previously. And we've made some great new contacts, and it, as always, we meet lots of professionals as well as pet owners that are interested in this.
Well, it was funny, I was actually on the Ingenious Probiotics stand shortly after I saw you earlier, and a lady was asking me about her dog's leg anyway, and I suggested to visit the Fotizo stand because from what she was saying, I think there was some muscle tweaks or possibly something going on with the leg at a deeper level, meaning that the dog was just licking this one particular front leg and not the other one. So, and she was really interested. So I don't know, you won't know who it is though, because I had no idea who she was, but I just said, just go down those stairs and you'll find the Fotizo stand.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I've spoken to that particular lady, but you know, we have all sorts of questions about various ailments or even using the device for animal athletes. I've just spoken to a couple that have got a whippet, using it in not the hair coursing, but the simulated version of it. Where the speed is like 35 kilometres an hour. So yes, we've had some brilliant conversations with many people.
Oh no, I'm so pleased because it's so versatile, the vet care. It's for everything, isn't it, really?
Absolutely, yeah, vet care. And, you know, many people obviously use it on themselves as well as their dogs and all creatures, great and small.
Indeed, so, yeah, no, yeah, oh, brilliant.
Great fun.
Oh, great. Oh, thanks, Ruth. That's super. We'll see you very soon.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Well, that was... quite a whirlwind of everyone. So did you manage to catch up with everybody you wanted to while you're there?
Well, no, of course I didn't. I mean, it was so busy. It took so long to get from one end, honestly, from Discover Dogs back to Hall 1 was a 30-minute walk.
Oh my God.
I met up with the Dogs and Horses boys, of course. They had a really good show as well. They were so busy with their tape measures when I got there, measuring collars. But I also really wanted to bump into Lady B of the NFRSA. Mm-hmm. And I missed her three times. So it was great to catch up with her earlier this week. Lady B, I am so sorry that I missed you at Crufts. It was just simply so frantic. So thanks for jumping on, because I know... we really want to hear about the NFRSA's updates from Crufts.
I was really sorry not to see you too, Anna, but it's lovely to see you now. And actually, to be honest, it's actually quite nice to have just a sort of a calm catch up, because it was nuts there. I mean, absolutely nuts. And we were with the lovely West Midlands Police as a guest on their stands, which was wonderful because it kept our overheads to nothing. So it was extraordinarily generous of them. But of course, we had a big announcement to make with the West Midlands Police, and the retired police dogs of West Midland Benevolent Fund has decided to join our family. So they are closing as a charity themselves, and they're joining in with us, which is incredibly lovely of them. And we're taking on West Midlands Police and, you know, meeting all the dog handlers and getting to know them, getting to know their dogs. And that was just a fantastic thing to do. And of course, we had lots of visitors to the stand and talking to loads of people.
Yes, because I mean, I should imagine the West Midland Police is quite a big police force as they go in the UK.
It is. It is one of the larger dog sections, and they also have a breeding program at West Midlands Police. So they do breed their own police dogs, and it's not just the GP dogs, but also the specialist search dogs as well. They obviously, you know, share their lovely puppies with other constabularies around the country, and it's a really successful breeding program. And it's rather nice because it's quite unusual for other charities to do so. But we look after brood bitches, which I think is really important, because whilst they haven't become a licensed police dog, they have produced the next generation of our wonderful police dogs. And so I think that they have, you know, given us a huge service by doing that. So we also take care of brood bitches. And we had lovely little retired, sort of brood bitch Nugget, who came to see us with her handler, Greg Ward, and now her owner, and she hadn't been very well. And we gave her a grant a few months ago, and she had to have a little cyst removed from her eye. So she came to see us, which was very special.
Oh, that is so lovely. And I bet the public just loved, you know, seeing your association. Particularly, you know, I think people came to Crufts from all over the world, not just the West Midlands, but of course it is home at the NEC to that constabulary. So it must have been brilliant to meet the public.
It is. And, you know, the West Midlands Police, they do such a good job because they're so approachable. And it's really lovely to see people going up and talk to them and asking about the job and what they do. And then hand in hand with that is what NFRSA does. Sorry, I'm talking too fast. What we do when the dogs retire. So it was a lovely sort of synergy to have us all there together. And of course, West Mercia were there, and the West Mercia Retired Police Dog Fund were there too. And it's good to see all the senior officers. But as a PR, not so much a PR thing, it's public relations rather than media relations, because they are, you know, they are talking to the public and really giving them the reassurance that they do. And it's lovely to see people engaging with them in such a positive way. And of course, they did their displays in the rings over the week. And those are fantastic. I love watching those.
Oh, those displays. I mean, Crufts really is such a celebration of dogs, you know, be it from, you know, the show ring and the vulnerable British breeds to, of course, the police force and all the other great assistance charities that dogs from the Guiding the Blind.
And of course, there was a lovely connection, Anna, because the Best in Show, the owner of the Best in Show, was related to Dave Raymond, who is one of the leading lights in the police dog section. So we had a double reason to celebrate. And we were also announcing a lovely relationship with the Pecuro Earth, which is a dog food, which is insect protein, and they're going to be helping us. And so we had lots of wonderful things to share at Crufts, and of course, celebrating the fact that we've given over £50,000 in grants now to retired animals.
It's amazing, Lady B. And of course, that you are still here in fine fettle after your mammoth cycle ride, all in the aid of the NFRSA last year.
Do you know, I was driving back from Cardiff this morning because I did Crime Watch Live, and I was actually talking to Alice, who came with me, and we are making more plans for next year. I think we're looking at Ireland, which is a slightly smaller mass of land, but equally beautiful, and I think equally adventurous. And so we're both turning 60 next year. So I said, look, come on, let's go out and celebrate the fact that we've turned 60 and go and take on Ireland. She said, oh, that's a brilliant idea. Yeah, we'll do that. So I think that's probably what we're going to do.
Gosh, well, can't wait to hear about that. And I'm sure we'll catch up on that very soon. But thank you so much.
Well, it's another lovely piece of news, actually, Anna, which not many people know. But lovely Niamh, who won the Hero Dog Award with Vespa.
Yes,
Fire Dog.
I met Vespa in real life at their press launch.
Aren't they gorgeous? Amazing. And of course, her sister Luna was with Mick, who was with us all week at the stand. He was amazing, engaging the public. But Vesper and Neof have very sweetly donated their £5,000 reward to the NFRSA, which is unbelievably generous and very touching.
Wow, so that's the Hero Dog Award at this year's Crufts, and they've donated their prize to the NFRSA. That's
Wasn't that wonderful?
A lovely Crufts connection. So, yeah, she struck me as being, Neve struck me as being so kind. And Vespa, what a beautiful dog.
I know. And her, and her sister was there too.
Yes, absolutely. No, I love that. Well, look, congratulations. And what a great start to the year, it seems, has been going on, Lady B. So please, can we catch up on Conquering Ireland and a lot more very soon?
We would love to. There's always things going on, Anna. It's so lovely to talk to you again.
Great. Well, we'll have to get definitely get Lady B back soon. And if she survives the next bike ride, that is.
I know. I just love her energy and zest for life.
Great. Well, I am very envious, and I'm sorry I didn't make it next year. I'll definitely have to make sure that my diary is clear to get up there next year, because it sounded like you had a blast.
Yeah, I think next year it's going to really evolve even more, Crufts. So it's really good that it's back. That's our show, Mr. Binks. What did you think? Yes, I know you love being on television. You do it really, really well. And what's that? Yes, you're right. It is time for Woof of the Week. If you're thinking about getting a dog, there is no better place in the world to visit to find out everything you need to know, and that's Crufts. Well, I hope you all enjoyed it. If you did, go on, rate and review the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks again, of course, to Mike for listening and chatting about Crufts, and find out more about him in the show notes and check out at Podpeople UK. And for me, I'm just at Anna Webb Dogs. You can check out my website as well for some nutrition and behaviour packages if you might be interested. But thanks to everyone who's contributed to this Crufts episode. And guess what? The links to everyone will be in the show notes. What's that, Mr. Binks? Yes, you are right. We will be back in your feed next Sunday. So if you haven't subscribed already, it's ever so easy. And the thing is, it's free. And that way you'll never miss another show. Bye for now.